Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome back, Rare Talks. You really know what it is. Like, comment and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the Spotify. Check us out on the Spotify. And make sure you go over to the YouTube and check out YouTube. All the episodes will be uploaded on the Spotify one day before it's uploaded on the YouTube. One day. Just remember that. One day. And I'm joined by the wildest co-host in co-host history.
YC in the building, man. The hub is where we're at and hub is where it's going down today. We've got a lot to say. I mean, a lot to say.
Too much.
Too much. You know what I mean? Tonight we're going to be firing on all cylinders, bro. It's got to be like that, man. Because like, every week something new happens.
Every
week there's a story.
Every week, bro.
24 hours is old news now, man.
Aye, topic of the week. Why men should never wifey influencers or popular women?
Why men?
Yeah. Why men should never wifey influencers or popular women? Why do you think... Why would you wifey an influencer?
Probably not, man.
Why not?
Because I don't... Do you know, I think... I don't know, like, I think it's kind of possible to get kind of self-absorbed still. Like, meaning above... Being above what you are. But then, I don't know, because I think... A woman's accessibility to men is high anyway, isn't it? So I think like that's already an L on that part. So I think if you're thinking from the mindset of maybe her circle of people or who she's around or what, or maybe she might be so much in the influencer mode. She's, because remember, you know, like some people don't separate online to offline, you know, like it's intertwined. Like some people treat online like offline, if that makes sense. So they'll carry the energy from the podcast all the time. But for me, like, as we know, fam, like, when we look at fucking social media, it's dead, isn't it? But some people really live, like, online. So do you know what I mean? So influencers can get quite so caught up in their own realm. But I just think I don't want to... I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you, fam. Like, if my woman's a 10-10 or she just looks good, yeah? Man, like, man are going to be hollering anyway. So I, for me, I wouldn't want that added dimension of further... Every other day, there's a new guy at the DMs. Like, oh, nah.
I just think making your woman be out there and like outside, other men can see her and she's accessible. I feel like a woman that's accessible to everybody is not a woman that is like a diamond for me. I want a woman that's kind of rare,
hard to get, man.
Yeah. I want
hard
a woman,
to reach.
Yeah. It's hard to access her.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone could just go online and just see my missus, like, where's her like exclusivity? You know what I'm saying? And things like that really do play on my mind. So I don't know. For me personally, I don't think I could be with a woman and she's an influencer, because it would just be playing in my mind
all the time
that everyone can have access to my woman. And yeah, that in itself is unattractive.
It's a turn off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unattractive to me, if I'm being honest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And on top of that, not even just the male attention, yeah. The things that she might... Women, sometimes, their egos can be conflated to the point where they start to look down on you.
Of course.
So, like, say your woman's making, like, some money, yeah? But before you was taking care of everything, and she starts making money, she might be like, oh, you don't even make as much money. Like, she'll throw it in your face. And you'll be like, wait, babes, I was taking care of you once.
It's irrelevant, boy.
Are you all right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I've seen that with, like, exes and stuff.
I've seen that bare.
Like, I had a good ex. Everything was working perfect. Used to give her money monthly. And then, like, I stopped giving her money. Then she got a job. And the girl acted like she was bougie.
Mm.
And I was laughing to me, because I would never switch on you because of money.
Based on income, innit?
Because money comes and goes to me. I've always had money. Doesn't make sense. But for her, because she went a time period without getting money, now she's like, yeah, I got money now. So it's like, that played a big role in how she spoke to me, how she treated me. And
her
I felt away still.
Yeah, but her attitude, and you be, but what's the term? Like, so like she was feeling herself. Because she, but then, you could, but listen, man, I said I would never, not even bite the hand that feeds, I would just never look past, like, I swear right now, any man that I know that's in my circle that I fuck with, I can be at 100 mil. Like, I'm still with the man then because the money hasn't made me above you in any sense other than just I can buy a car tomorrow, but I'm still the same guy. So I wouldn't want money and fame to control me to a point where I'm not even who I am. Like, I've lost my identity because it's like, money doesn't change you, yeah? But it can make you more of what you already are. So if you're a caring, giving person, then you just do it on a bigger scale as opposed to just flip the complete opposite. Mm. So for me, I think it's pretty hard for someone to go from a very kind person to a complete arsehole with money. Like, that doesn't really happen unless it was kind of arsehole before. Do you know what I mean? But I think a giving kind man is just going to do it on a bigger scale if that's just who he is.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't like to think that a woman can get a bit of money and start feeling herself, but then but this is the thing. A woman's mindset is, if I've now got money, I could be independent. And if I'm independent, I don't need a man. And that's why she looks at you like, well, even if you was on 100K a year, if she's on 150, she's still thinking he's below me. Because a woman's mindset is programmed to think the guy has to be the breadwinner. When you're not breadwinning, it's like, what else? And which is fucked when you think about it, bro.
Do you know what's deep about that? Even mindset, yeah?
That's what I'm saying.
I love a woman to get her bag and be in her bag.
Of course.
It makes my life easier. Mm-hmm. As a man, we can love each other better. Mm-hmm. But I would never like my woman to think that because she's getting the bag, that makes us different to each other. Because if I got the bag, I would always... You know one thing about men, yeah, is we'll pick up the most brokest woman ever
100%.
And try and like make something of her.
Queen.
But you rarely see women pick up broke men and make something out of them. I said rarely because there is the exception to the rule. Always. But maybe. 9 out of 10 women, they want the made man.
Of course.
That's why everybody wants Drake. Everybody wants these famous men because they're made men with their careers and their lives in front of them. But if you told them, oh, look, there's a man, he's a dustbin cleaner. Would you want to be with him? But that dustbin cleaner could be a dustbin cleaner, but he's really an actor in his spare time.
Trust me.
Let me give you an example. Bashy was riding the bus. Now he's a big time actor.
Oh, yeah.
So he was a bus driver at one time. So bare girls probably saw him and thought, you're just a bus driver. He's a top actor now, in movie series now.
Yeah.
So what do you say now?
But the grind to get there was...
Do you see what I'm saying? He had to do that job
of course.
To get himself
always,
to that
you always
next
do. Team. You always do.
So people might look at you sometimes and be like, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that. But they don't know you're just doing that just to get to somewhere else. But a woman that doesn't have vision can't see that.
She's not a visionary.
It's only women that have vision can actually see things like that.
That's real.
And that's why a man with vision... He can see a woman with vision, and a woman with vision can see a man with vision. But a woman with no vision, she only can see the exterior.
Yeah.
And that's why the money, in her mind, plays the biggest factor in the decisions that she makes. That's why she messes up with both F-boys, because she's like, she's seeing the money. She's seeing the car. She's seeing the Rolex. She's seeing the change. She's seeing the glitz and the glamour. She's seeing the holidays.
Mm.
But also, she's not seeing that my man's actually a scumbag.
Yeah, but some women are willing to accept the scumbag if the bank's nice.
But then you can't complain after.
No, of course. But then
you can't
women
call
do.
Him a narcissist.
I know, but then women will. But eventually they'll be like,
you can't call him toxic.
Yeah,
because you knew all of that, but you still chose because the money was the deciding factor in how you felt.
Yeah, and that's why women have got to be careful what they ask for, because any man that is on the rise or is of like. Got a bit of notoriety, a bit of fame, a bit of clout, and from being on his grind, bro. I swear to God, I was in the bar today, yeah, and some guy had a fucking Lambo, the fucking Batmobile, was hard, fam. Mm-hmm. Pulled up, yeah, and I was like, damn, I saw it and I thought, that car enough is alone for that like, to just get pussy without even talking. My man could pull up in the Batmobile, yeah, and it's just a girl's like, he's got it, I want it. But I said at the same time, women don't stop and think, I'm going to be one of many. Like, they don't want to accept that reality. So, if I pull up in like a 2022 Lambo, yeah, a woman's mindset is, I want him, he can help me, support me, whatever, yeah. But they never think, how many other women are trying to holler? like, women never think beyond...
Do you think women even care if they're in the Lambo, though?
No, I'm saying, but eventually, like, they'll want to be number one, yeah.
Okay, I see.
But I'm about telling you, a man like that, like, a man will tell you, you're never going to be just that. No matter how great you are, I'm in such a powerful position where I can dictate how I live my life. So if you're going to agree to come over here, this is just how it's going to be. Yeah, but I'm trying to say, eventually, women will try to be like, women will try to change you or say, I want to be the only one. I'm like, bro, like, I swear to God, yeah. When I really deep it, bro, yeah, modern day women, yeah, don't actually bring anything to the table, bro. I was really thinking about it, you know, today.
What do you mean? They don't bring nothing?
Bro, modern day women do not actually bring anything to the table. If we're going to accept the fact that modern day women claim to be liberated, they don't need a man, they don't want to cook for a man, and the idea of submission is looked down upon. So you don't actually bring anything then. If I'm your partner and you don't want to submit to me, in a relationship sense, to where we work as a team, I go out and get the bag, you take care of the home. So if a woman doesn't want to play that role, yeah, and a woman's going to say, I'm free, I don't need the man, I'm independent, I make my own money, and I'm good by myself, what can they bring to the table when it comes down to a discussion of let's become a couple? I'm telling you, bro, modern day women actually bring nothing. Modern day women, not all women, not traditional women, not old school women. Modern day women who are claiming that they don't need men don't actually bring anything to the table then. Because a man's ask for a woman is very small, bro. A man will want like maybe about 3 things from a woman. Like, dinner when he gets home, don't cheat, and just respect me. That's about it, really. A woman will have 25 things on her list just for you to get in the door of conversation about the possibilities. It's mad, bro. A woman's mindset of what she deserves and her entitlement from just being a woman is crazy, bro. It's crazy. And that's why I was talking to you the other day about when I said toxic femininity. Like, femininity is real, bro.
Well, let's break that down. What's toxic femininity? What's that?
It's basically the complete... It's one and the same of toxic masculinity. So,
but does toxic masculinity even exist? If it does exist, then toxic femininity exists.
Of course. It's one and the same. So let's say toxic masculinity is a guy who overspeaks women. He's got a more of a louder voice. He like dominates spaces. He's quite controlling. He likes it. I'm like, hold on. Women do all those things anyway. Like, you know, I say, oh, men don't control me. It's my body, bro. Do you realize, yeah, when you're with a woman, she tries to control everything you do. I swear that, but you don't really think about it as control. You think, like, you just think, oh, she's chatting shit. Women try to control men in relationships, especially when they seeing the elevation of a man. A woman might not even want her man to go gym because she knows who goes to the gym, other women, and if he's going to the gym, he's gonna have a good body and other women gonna be there. So women will try to remove you from situations where you might be accessible in. Yeah. Women do it all the time, but if a toxic masculinity guy is a guy who is masculine, because we all know they're trying to strip masculinity, right? Yeah. So masculine essentially is just being a man, and asking for respect, authority, maybe putting women in a place if she needs to get put in her place. Like I said, like, maybe dominating space and interrupting women, speaking of women, that's fine. Hold on a minute. Women scream from the top of their lungs, it's all about me. Women play victim. Women are constantly asked men to protect, provide, treat them good, be loyal, finance their life, be supportive, uplift them, be a man of the house. That's why I always tell guys these days, man, never listen to what a woman tells you, bro.
It's funny because some women say toxic femininity would be the expression of women saying that, of women being forced or coerced into be more woman-like, wearing skirts and be over-sexualized. They'll say toxic femininity is that. Because femininity is a beautiful thing in itself. Mm-hmm. A woman being a woman is a lovely thing. But a woman going over the top in her womanhood. So toxic masculinity, if I'm honest with you, I would disagree and say that women are actually toxic masculinity. They're not in toxic femininity. Okay. They're actually toxic masculinity, meaning that they've embraced being this hard nut, independent. I don't need a man, strong. I'll fight. If a man comes to the door, I'll stab him to death.
I don't
this
cook, I don't do anything.
I don't cook, I don't need to do that. I'll just buy a takeaway, just like men. I'll sleep on a block, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't need it. I just need them. Noodles, yeah. Like, I go out, my nut's hanging, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wear a t-shirt, like, I'll wear, like, string vest and, and Tim's in the yard.
Body count don't matter.
Body count don't matter.
Everything.
I think that's actually toxic masculinity, but pushed on women. I believe that women are being brainwashed to become so masculine that their femininity doesn't even exist anymore. So the things that make women beautiful, as in like being soft, being gentle, being that's being removed. So now all you have is these women that are in like circles cussing men and like making mockeries of men and thinking that is empowerment of women when really it's the opposite of empowerment to women. Belittling and berating men doesn't make you a strong woman. At it all. Makes you a weak woman. Woman.
Very weak, yeah. That's true.
If we came on here and all we did was cuss women day in and week out, we're not strong men. But weak men.
Of course.
But we drop game for women.
For real. And men.
Yeah. Like, but sometimes we get onto men.
100%. There's bare videos of us getting onto men.
But they don't see
they
that
don't
part.
They don't hear it, though.
No, they don't see that part. The only part they see is the parts that stand out
triggering,
to them.
Triggering words.
So I would be honest, like, we need to do better of how we express ourselves and how we express certain terminologies. Because like I said, toxic masculinity, I don't think that has nothing to do with men. I think that has something to do with women now. I think a lot of women are in their toxic masculine energy, which they don't know how to control because women have never been men. That's why when women are masculine, it looks weird to men. Because we're like, bro, like, what are you on? And she's all talking
you're
wicked,
like me, bro.
Shouting, talking wicked. You don't know me, what? Like, and you're like,
Never.
Like, bro, like, what? If I was here, would you be in my face? But a lot of women have adapted personalities on the internet that don't match them in real life.
It's an online persona, isn't it?
And the reason why they've done that is because they've lost sense of their true essence. That being soft, being kind, being like someone who doesn't argue, someone...
Isn't a woman.
Yeah. It's not a woman anymore. Being agreeable, being like lovey, being someone who's able to lower their voice and speak in a nice, calm manner.
Embrace who they
and
are.
Say nice words is a beautiful trait. But because they've been so hurt and damaged and haven't sought therapy, they come on an attack. But and that's where I think a lot of women are going wrong, if I'm being honest with you.
No, you know what? I think, you're totally on the money, but I'm going to say, but there's some forms of toxic femininity to a point where a woman who could be feminine, but like you said, when she does too much, and that becomes toxic because she's overplaying her hand. So she's using her feminine nature to get away with things.
Yeah, you know that's what I mean? Bad. That's
bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? That happens all the time.
So she's using her pretty looks or her nice body.
I didn't do anything and like playing victim and taking no accountability in situations where she might have led a man on and getting involved in mad situations, but just saying, I'm a woman though. You know what I mean? So, like, there's no... See, like, it becomes toxic when a woman's like, you know, like, a guy hit me. And I was like, oh, shit. But then you find out, oh, but I hit him first. Like I was throwing plates at him. I called him out of his name. I called out his mum. But it's like, I'm a woman, so he shouldn't... You know what I mean? So it's like, women have been using the feminine card in a toxic way for years, meaning, like, it's almost like a, you know, a Monopoly, get out of jail free card. Whenever shit gets real, so just say I'm a woman. Or... If a woman's losing the argument, start crying. And then everyone just, oh shit, bro, she's crying. Oh, I did too much. But I'm saying a woman can cry on cue and manipulate the thoughts of you, or if she's losing the argument, or even a situation where I'm completely against the idea of a woman who might lead a man on, giving mixed signals, or even change her mind when it comes to non-consensual sex. And a lot of things where even if a woman's lying, it's so believable because she's just a woman, there's no male, like, oh, he's a fucking piece of shit. He's a dog. He's a scumbag. You know what I mean? So a woman can get with murder, almost actual murder. A woman can play a guy and gets another man. A woman can lie to another guy about her baby dad. A woman can invite you around her house. A woman can invite you around her house knowing she's got a crazy ex-man with a key and not tell you. He's got that key, and you might go around there. Next thing you know, there's mad work, gunplay, knife play, bare mad work. But I'm saying she knew that. But so women are very like, you know what? Women are very good
at. You think they're playing possum? Like they know they know, but they don't want to say it.
They know. So what was I saying? In the back of a woman's mind, if a woman saw you fighting her baby dad over her, she'd be like, "Oh my god, babe, no!" But in her mind, she's like, "That puppet It's real, bro. Like,
she thinks that she's won.
Like, deep, dark women, yeah, bro. Every man's tried to play fucking dad to a girl with, like, with a youth van, because she'll feed you lines. She'll tell you things and make the guy seem like he's a fucking madman. After a while, you're like, bro's actually all right. You know, she was the one on stuff. But a woman can get in your head, because like, men are so weak to feminine women, yeah? Because when they're in the element, it's like, that. Like we see them like God. Like, it's so much like touch, the voice, the skin, everything's beautiful about women. So it's very easy to fall in their trap, innit? And say, shit, man. Yeah, I've got to treat like everything. Even think of chivalry. Men open doors for women, pull out chairs. Like, men do a lot, bro. And I'm like, just from her, bro, until this day, there are some women who look so good, a man will spend his last £10 on her and don't even fucking know how he's going to eat tomorrow, bro. That's the kind of power women have.
But I think on a
I'm saying using that, though, against men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knowing that they're going to succumb to me because I might tell them a compliment. I might just say, yeah, I want to see you. I'm trying to say, but not actually. Bro, like, there are girls right now who might be on dating apps who talk to men out of boredom.
But more fault to the guys, though.
No, of course, but a woman can use it. Like, when a woman's using it to her game, as in, bro, I swear I'm not making this up. Anyone don't believe me, you can check it. If you go on the news right now, and I know it's a son, whatever, yeah, there's a woman who was, a model or glamour or whatever, and her daughter, yeah, they do OnlyFans together, and they have naked food fights. I swear down, yeah? And they're earning around seven to 8,000 a month, yeah? On OnlyFans, a mum and a daughter. It's gotten to that point that men are paid to see a mum and daughter food fight in underwear or semi.
Yeah, but you know,
I said, Jesus.
I think that's creepy, though. Like, whoever's paying for that's kind of creepy, though, isn't it?
And more fault to the men. I'm saying, because these, unfortunately,
simps. Living in a simp generation, bro. Unfortunately,
simps still exist.
But I don't understand why men pay for women that they can get for free. So that's what really that strikes me as
fucks
something.
The game up, innit?
Like, men. Ooh, I believe everything's free.
Yeah.
Comes to women, like, obviously you have to pay something, whether it's a bus there or not.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what
yeah.
I'm saying is, it's free as in, I don't have to pay a price tag on seeing you. Does it make sense? Like,
just seeing you.
Like, there's just a price tag on everything, if I'm being honest. But to the point where man's broke, like, man should be paying for like a gym membership or like... Or like, I don't know, some course to like improve my life, but I'm paying to see a woman naked with her daughter.
I swear down, I know I'm going to shave. But I said £8 a month.
That's wild.
But then I started thinking about it. Yeah, only, you know what? Yeah, like, as much as women are at fault for things, men are so fucking dumb. You know, who's giving them £8 a month?
An idiot.
I'm like, even the cost of living crisis. Yeah, and I started thinking about it, bro. I was like, you know what? Any girl out there that want to like run an OnlyFans and have a business partner and want to help them run the shit, holler at me, man. I swear down, I'm on that kind of time, fam. Now I swear down, like I will turn the girl out and have her do OnlyFans, like basically like a pimp. I would 100% have a girl who's on doing OnlyFans as a business perspective. Knowing, man, am I dumb enough to pay for it and get man dough, bro? I swear to God, I'll help her set up the page, everything, because these men who are giving these girls bank on OnlyFans, they're not. Like, they're not fucking them, bro. It's just online, you know?
So what are they getting from it?
No, it's almost like seeing live, real women that isn't like a scripted porno, for example. It's like real live women. Mm-hmm. So, one of your favourite artists or a female rapper seeing a twerk or bust over on a private deal. I understand the appeal, but these men are often weak and don't get pussy. I've never owned an OnlyFans in my life, but trust me, if a girl was on doing it, fam, I'm even going to scout talent now. I want to find a girl doing OnlyFans and get in the bag, bro, and watch the men run it up, and say, you know what, me and you are a team. When we get the bag, what me and you got a mission. It's like a 60-40 split, whatever it is. If we get £8 a month and I take five, you take three, half, whatever, fam. The game's so fucked up, yeah. Alpha males and sigma males, yeah, should also be using simps because they're that fucking dumb. Like, I swear down, fam. Like, it's real out here, man. Hold on. Mum and daughter do only... Like, I couldn't make this up, bro. All
right, so check this out. It says, so let me get this right here. Women across the world are enraged about Nia Long getting cheated on,
or made a joke out of Will Smith getting cheated on.
Yep.
Y'all forgive Jada right away
Quick.
For embarrassing her husband, but will bully and harass a man that did the same behavior. Selective outrage.
But that's still toxic femininity. That's still toxic women. Like, again, no accountability. A woman can't do no wrong. That is essentially toxic femininity. A woman who's so self-absorbed in her head, there's no wrong action. And it's just like, no matter what I do, when I do it, or what I say, she's a woman though.
No, but I'm saying there was a man that cheated on Nia Long. And Nia Long.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, he's a Celtics coach. Massive guy.
Yeah. He cheated. Everyone's getting crazy. Lose your job. He's getting sacked. All of that.
For the season.
Jada does it. She gets red table.
To Jaden Smith's friend, who was at the time going through depression, mental health, and suicidal thoughts. And she took advantage and fucked him.
A young boy.
Bruv, if Will done that, he'd get castrated and hanged.
So, all right, my thing is, where is the outrage on the behalf that she done that? All right. Another thing, yeah, is false allegations and men being, men getting exonerated from them, but not getting spoken about. So, like, I think recently they said, this guy, Benjamin Mendy, raped all these women and that.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
I'm not really involved in the case here, but it has come out that the girl was sleeping with Benjamin Mendy and his brethren, and then she went back to the brethren's house, even though she claimed rape. Not only that, in the text message, she was saying, oh, I'm so drunk, I've been drinking so much alcohol. And on top of that, my man made her sign an NDA.
Yeah, and still spoke out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
So she broke the NDA because she's trying to say that they raped her. But so he made her sign that when we have sex, you can't go and say it.
Nope.
So imagine this. You've come to my house and I've made you sign a paper saying, when we have sex, you can't. So we've had sex now and then you've said I've raped you.
Yeah, dumb.
In the morning, she called her boyfriend and told him what happened.
Stupid.
Bro, imagine your girls. Like, this is how girls finesse men. They sell stories, bro.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, this is what happened to me. I can't believe it. I only went back there because my friend was going there. I just wanted to have fun. I didn't know they was going to do that to me.
I had a bad time, man.
You went back to a man's hotel from you was probably in his Lambo. You was in his car.
Feeling yourself.
You was living your life. You was snapping, doing all the most.
Yep.
He made you sign papers. You beat him in this room. You beat the brethren in another room. The brethren all drawed you back to his place and beat you out. In the morning, you felt guilty. So you said,
yes.
Let me text my boyfriend and tell him that this didn't really happen.
Feeling guilty, that's it.
But the thing is, yeah, my whole thing of this, yeah, is that if he gets found, like, when he does get found not guilty, because I don't know what's the verdict here, but when he does get found not guilty, how come people don't talk about it? Because even that Mason Greenwood, yeah, I heard some, this is, I'm just hearing hypothetically. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to say facts or not. I heard that you got found not guilty, bro.
Yeah, but he's still dead out. I haven't heard from him since.
All right, cool. But if you get found not guilty, how come the narrative's not getting pushed that you're not guilty? Everyone's still saying that he done it.
Of course.
But if he done it, then where's the evidence?
Because
the internet court now. Internet is court.
Yeah. Internet court, public courts now. No more real courts. But if he got taken to trial, like Johnny Depp did, on...
He did.
No, I'm saying, but that sort of coverage, Johnny Depp was mad. The world was tuning in, like, the whole world tuning in. When Johnny Depp won, everyone goes, this girl Amber, she's not right. She's mentally twisted. And Johnny, but it took a lot of money, resources, time, and energy, yeah, into winning that case. But Johnny's a free man, and he got his Disney deal, like, all Disney, everyone dropped him initially. And that's what I'm trying to say, false allegations, right? The lie is always more entertaining than the truth. So even when you're proven guilty, like the truth's not fun. Who cares if he's guilty? It was much more entertaining seeing him struggle. This is
deep, man.
I swear to God, because you know what's fucked, fam? Yeah, women like to see men suffer and struggle when they're down or when things ain't going their way. A woman will turn on you quick, bro. You're like, almost like she was waiting for it. And for me, that's why. It's scary, but when I post certain videos on my page, on my story, and I'm saying things, bro, like, you cannot put your all into a woman anymore, man. Because when you
that's a deep statement. You can't put your all into a woman. What does that mean? And so, how do you expect to have a relationship if you can't put your all in, bro?
No, because for me, so you could put your all in, yeah, but when you become naive to maybe female nature. Possibility or just situations, yeah, that because I've seen a lot of good men fall or a lot of women say, I'm not like that, and end up being just like that. So it's a way to protect yourself from not being completely naive to think that could never happen. So I'm not going to love you less, but if I'm so invested, if my missus does something, like I've given my life to her, my time, I quit my job, I moved area to live with her, I gave her happiness, and I thought I was doing the right thing. If one day she leaves me, I'm a broken man. I might commit suicide because whilst putting time into her, I forgot about myself, forgot about what I liked, stopped hanging out with a man them, stopped going gym. Mm. So my focus was so into her, I lost myself, bro. So when I mean that kind of energy to put into a woman is dangerous because you can't give a woman all of you, bro. Trust me, man.
I don't think you can give any individual all of you. Do you know what I'm saying?
You have to reserve some for yourself.
No, I feel like you got to reserve a lot for yourself. Especially in this day and age that we're living in, where people
right now,
are very selfish and self-centered.
There you go.
You've got to be able to love yourself more than you love others for the sake of your mental health.
Everyone, I'm talking down to, like, my mom is like.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Like, my mom is like, even beyond something I could describe in words, it's like her value to me. But I'm trying to say, I'm responsible for my existence, yeah? That's why my nana always used to tell me, yeah? She goes, like, when you go on the ground, are you on you alone, yeah? My nan said it to me from earlier, but I didn't deep it. I was young. So like she was saying, in the end, it's going to be you alone. So when you walk through life trying to please everybody, yeah, and putting yourself secondary, you find yourself unhappy. Because some people live to try and please other people and get depressed because they don't realise it can never happen. Mm. So you have to kind of be selfish. You kind of have to be selfish. Like,
100%.
Even down to your kids. You give them anything, but if dad ain't good, you lot ain't eating. There's not going to be no light in the house. You understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So if I'm not running it up and making all these moves to try and give us a better future, where are you going? But here's the fucked up part that nobody tells you. Yeah. Your grind and your efforts and all your commitment to your woman, the moment it's considered not good enough and you fail, that woman's gone to the next available partner.
Sad times, what?
Immediately. It could be your friend, your cousin, the guy who you knew, the guy who she said it was just a friend, the guy at work. A woman will always self-preserve herself on a scale where it's like, I'm going to do what it takes to, almost like survival mode. Even if you would love her life for 20 years, the moment you fail, like, but I mean like completely fail, and maybe you're having to restart your life with nothing, yeah? Then a guy comes around who can offer her something. Women are very quick to detach. I promise you, bro. Women can detach better than men, you know? But in a sense of like...
Not for me.
No, I feel you, but I'm saying in a sense of...
I wish that was true.
No, but in a sense of like, I'm not saying she could just leave you, forget about you. I'm saying when they think, if I don't find a new man soon, my lifestyle and things are going to get bad for me. I want someone to fill the void that my ex-partner has now left. So very quickly, a woman can put herself in the market and get traction and get gifts and time and free dinners and money. So I'm trying to say, women can use the feminine they have to always attract another suitor. So it's like, no matter how hard you go, the moment you fall off one day, she'll just go. But then to touch what you said earlier, a woman could be working in McDonald's broke. But if you got 100M, you think, I'm going to turn this girl into a queen. Mm. I see something in her that she should be up here with me. Women won't even give a guy a sniff who works in fucking Costas, bro. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, it's looked down on. Bro, fucking, I swear, every single Uber driver car I've been in, some of them tell me they work 6 days a week, yeah? One guy showed me a receipt. He does like 10, 11 hours a day. A friend of mine slept six, seven days a week. He takes home about $5,000. But forget the money for a second. It's like hit by him saying, I'm an Uber driver. It's like women write him off because of the title isn't attractive enough. You've got to say something that makes women say, ooh, my man's a... You know what I mean? My man gets it because my man's a CEO. My man's like owns a bank. My man's got free business. It sounds
but isn't
cool.
That like a materialistic?
Of course it is.
Some women that don't even penny them things.
Of course.
More of your character and like your family, your background, your stature, your stuff. But I understand that a majority of women are like that. But I feel like there's some good women that don't even care about that stuff. That stuff doesn't even mean anything.
Diamond in the rough type women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I feel like those women are far, like those like them airheaded ones are like. Out there, and there's a lot of them.
A lot, man.
But I feel like the good ones are still there when it comes to they don't give a damn about that. They just care about loving a man because he makes her feel secure. He makes her, and those the women are the women that are wifey material.
Of course,
those the ones that man them really want in the end.
Of course,
I don't want those crazy women that are like that, bro. That want the only man when man's up because man knows that in life everything that goes up has to come down. So the same way you see me up now. I'll have to go down. But if I'm down, the only way I can do is go up.
Right.
So women should want to get with men at the bottom because you build men up. I've heard women, I'm not building up no man again. But you should be proud that you helped someone get out of a dark place.
Trust me.
I'm proud of all the people that I helped get out of a dark place once in a lifetime. So yeah, it's powerful. I feel like that's a good thing. Conspiracy theorist. If someone says to you they're a conspiracy theorist, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Someone says, I believe in conspiracy theories.
Generally, the first thing people say is that, they're crazy. That's the first thing that comes out of your mouth.
I don't believe there's no such thing as people being crazy because they cancelled Andrew Tate and tried to make everybody that supported him look crazy.
Yeah.
I generally believe that's the Matrix. And you know what, yeah? Kanye West recently made some wild comments about Jews,
he did.
And they cancelled his bank.
Yeah,
now, I don't think you know how mad that is.
And he's got billions, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, not any bank can take him on. Like, it's not a game, bro.
Mm.
When they come for your jugular,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, and this is what...
No one's safe.
Know your enemy. Mm-hmm. Know who you're ramping with, people.
Trust me.
Because there's some people, once you ramp with them, you might be in big trouble.
The power they have
like,
as well.
They're not gonna put out articles and all this and cancel your pages. No. You know what we're gonna
do? No more funds. Seize the funds. Seize them.
We're taking your dough.
Frozen accounts. Like we can. Yeah.
Not frozen. They said you can't bank with. So now you've got 30 days to find another bank that's gonna bank with you. But guess what? All of the big banks are run by who?
Exactly. All friends. They're all friends of friends.
So you have messed up your bag for your words. So sometimes I tell people, be careful what you say on that side of things.
Of course.
That's not a conspiracy theory, bro.
No, no.
That's real life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man them that have tried to talk about, say, anti-Semitic things here or things that could offend the Jewish community, I generally believe that we need to be respectful of any community of people.
Of course.
When it comes to their religious beliefs and how they're seeing
you. Yeah, normal.
Especially people that have been oppressed in the past. Yeah, I don't stand with like oppression and doing people wrong. But at the same time, even if you did have an opinion that might seem controversial, you have to be careful if you are a public figure at that level of success.
Your word, yeah.
Because you don't know what them words will do to a kid that's in Cambodia. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, with great power comes great responsibility on that side of things, especially when it comes to certain people. So Like, I think Kanye West, if I'm being honest, I'm giving Kanye West the big L this week. He's taking the big L. Because he shouldn't have troubled people that willed more. You see, he became so arrogant and his ego became so thin, he thought that he can speak on any and anything and no one could do nothing to him. But he played with one set of people that nobody plays with in this world. That you're not going to get away with it, bro.
Unless maybe you're fucking Elon
Musk or someone. No. Listen to me. No one.
Not even Elon. Like, a quarter trillion now.
Listen. Listen to me. Your money doesn't matter here. They will cancel your banks, fam.
Yeah, for real.
When your money's up in the air, this is not just a show on YouTube, bro. When your money's up in the air, it's not just YC and Rare Talks, bro.
Unless you got physical cash, of course.
You can't have a million physical cash, bro.
You can't what?
You can't have a million physical cash.
Yes, you can. What do you mean? Can't. A million in cash?
No, a billion.
Oh, okay. No. Well, yeah.
Or 100 million.
No, but I reckon like 10, 20 you could in cash, I guess.
No, bro. Have you seen a million in the room?
It's massive. No, I think it is.
So how many rooms are you going to...
No, I mean like a warehouse.
And where are you going... How are you going to even transport that?
A stash somewhere.
Who's transporting that? That's the maddest transport in the world.
Hey, Pablo Escobar flex for him. It's trucks, because... No, obviously, it's mad.
That's why he's dead now.
Yeah.
My whole point of what I'm trying to say is, man, be careful when you're playing with certain people, innit?
Yeah, of course. Banks
just
and
in
Jews,
general.
Yeah.
Just in general. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, not conspiracy theory. Big L for Kanye West. I don't care what anyone says. I'm not standing with Kanye West on it. That was dumb. That was a stupid move.
But I'm saying the guy...
It didn't bring no... Sometimes you make plays that bring something.
Yeah.
That play brought nothing. It only brought backlash and creating enemies with people that you don't really want to play with.
But I'm saying though, when you get, if Kanye's worth like, Kanye's worth like $2 billion. I don't know. But the mindset is, I'm that nigga. Like, I own fashion brands, music, I run this shit, I'm billion. So I'm saying, so that like, you can fool yourself to a point of ignorance and forget who, like, there's got a guy, you know what I mean, above me. And it happens all the time, bro.
The ego.
Crazy.
We'll get you smoked.
Quick.
And I don't think he knew where he was, who he was actually playing with.
Yeah, but Kanye's always been outspoken as hell.
No, bro. You could cuss anyone, say anything, play with anyone, but don't play.
Jeez, on all the banks.
Don't say things that could be perceived as anti-Semitic. Because the thing is, Jews don't really play with people.
At all.
Let's keep it real. Have you ever had a problem with Jew?
You know what? That's actually very nice of me. Like,
thank you very much. Yeah. I'm going to be real. They've been nice to me as well.
Yeah, they have.
Wish to say something nasty about somebody, but how can I do that if they've never done anything wrong to me?
True, it's true.
You can say your experience, but from my experience, they've been nice people to me.
They always have, yeah.
So why do... And they've never bothered me. They've never been problematic. I've never got into like driving or something.
Nope.
Nothing, bro.
Nope.
Nothing.
They might seem... See, a lot of people might find them intimidated because they're cult-like in terms of the movement and how they dress. But I swear, if you actually ever go out to a Jew guy, they're nice to you.
If they're such nice people. No, they are. Good manners.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, for me, I only can speak on what I've been through.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah.
I can't speak on what everyone else experiences. No. So, for him to do something against a community of people that generally don't really trouble people...
At all.
Yeah?
At all.
I think that's crazy. Mm. I think that's... For me personally, I think that's crazy.
But where do you think it came from? Like for him to say
it came from his ego. It came from his ego wanting to think that he can be as outspoken and say the most outlandish things without any consequences because of his money. But he doesn't understand. Your $2 billion is another man's nothing.
Yeah, lunch money. Yeah. It's true. It's not a lot to.
And it's not only that. It's, nobody's ever won in that battle. I've never seen someone ever be triumphant trying to go against or saying things that could be perceived in that wrong way.
Because they're too much.
Because it has no benefit. Mm-hmm. Like, even if we say, I showed that you, it's not freedom of speech. Bro, we all knew there's no such thing as freedom of speech. They cancelled Andrew Tate, bro.
Yeah. Because like when someone gets too big, it's like, no, shut them down,
shut them down. Bro, they will so you think that you can go against, that's crazy, bro. And it's not even being scared. Let me just put it out there to anyone. Man ain't scared of no one, but man's not dumb. Let me just pull it out there to everyone. There's a difference between being scared and being dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Never pick a war with an enemy that you can't win. Trust but me. It brings you defeat and humiliation. Mm. To me, that's lunacy.
Yeah, but Kanye is. Like Kanye's always off the meds, or is he tweaking? Because like he's that like,
man went White Lives Matter. That never gave him enough attention, so he had to go one step further.
Kanye
he
done.
Triggered us.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't really get triggered, if I'm being honest.
No.
When I saw that White Lives Matter thing, I was like, "Come on, man, this guy's he's tweaking, man."
Unless he's got such a deep twisted agenda that he actually think that will win for, then I don't know why you'd ever come out of that.
But personally, I couldn't care less what you know, T-shirts, some people are like, they're getting mad. And I just knew that he done that as a ploy because he had a mixtape or so. Because Kanye West is very marketable. He knows,
yeah,
if I say this at this time,
yes,
people are going to get triggered. So now I can sell or I can release or I can do this. Does that make sense?
Of course.
But he's gone too far.
I think, but he's now, I wonder, because you know, it's funny you said that because there are a lot of people who might think, who might be very agreeable with your stance or Tate's stance or a lot of people's stance, yeah, but would never speak out because they don't feel they're in a position to say things without hurting their brand, unless that is your brand. So our movement is empowering men, so it can't hurt empowering men because that's what we do, for example, yeah. But if I was in another field, like technology or whatever, fashion, whatever, and I'm saying things that are not related, like that's not in my field. So if I do fashion and music, I have no business speaking on slavery. If that's not my field and I don't know it like that, I can't say such a wild comment.
Yeah.
Can't, because that's not what I do. But if I was like if I was someone who was heavily involved in the slavery movement, Black History Month, and I knew what I was talking about, I wouldn't get cancelled because a lot of people would already be saying he's given context and references. He knows what he's talking about. Kanye just threw it out there.
He triggered the whole
black
community. Then he tried to come for a community of people. See, sometimes, I'll be honest, don't let your ego conflate you to make you say things that will get you in big trouble. And the banking thing might not seem like a big thing, but I was deep in it the other day.
That's fucked.
If you say you're the richest black man in America, whatever, and they just mash up your money and your money's all up in the air, now you're scrambling to get pieces, and then now all the other banks ain't messing with you, what do you do, bro? What, you create your own bank? You think it's overnight?
Black-owned banks.
Okay.
No problem. Black-owned banks.
Let's see what you do now. No, but the amount of money you have, it's hard.
Yeah.
So you could damage the whole bank's economy. Like I said to you, man, the smart man is the man that picks his battles wisely.
Of course.
Not just out there fighting.
Since war times.
A losing battle, bro.
Since war times.
It's better to surrender and be smart because, bro, this is what I'm trying to say about ego. There's no ego in losing and in defeat. You're even worse off.
Yeah.
There's no triumph in that.
Yeah,
bro.
That's real.
I don't revel of losing and being in the loser state.
No,
I'd rather be the guy that says, you know what, mistake.
Tactical L's, man. Is it? But I said like back in the day when it used to be war times, like the king might say, "We're going to war. Go to war now." And then he might have a general or like a fucking someone who's second in command or a lieutenant saying, King, like, you know, all films that they say, they'll say, like, think wisely, King. It isn't good to attack now because we're weak or we haven't got the result. And the king will be like, right, let's wait. So it's very important to know wars that you can, because it's very easy to like wager a war, but finishing it and winning it is a whole other thing, bro. Winning a war is hard. So when they have councils and meetings saying, listen, King, I know we got the body, but I do not think this is a war that makes sense on any level. Even if we win, it's bad for us. We should like plan a different form of attack or just not do it. But man's got an ego. But like, no, fuck it, I don't care. Like, I'm the king. I run this shit. Let's go out to war. Man, I'm like, I don't want to go to war for this guy, bro. Like, we're going to lose this war. But he's so in these feelings, he cannot even see. It's just, you disrespect me, I'm going out to war. But a smart man, like you said, will be like, I'm gonna hit him back in about 6 months, like when I can take him, rather than right now. Sometimes, bro, you got to plan your attack all 5 years later.
Yeah,
I'm gonna wait 5 years, and when that comes, when he does something, opens a new business. So I'm gonna let him think we're good. I'm gonna hit him about 5 years. It's fucked. Like you know them deep tactical man.
It's a game of life, bro.
Yeah.
And he wasn't playing right. And he's not even making a good example for us because we become millionaires and we start talking reckless and get our banks cancelled. And our money's done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
She never let a nigga with money, innit? She never gave you niggas money, Dave Chappelle.
Do you know another thing is cancel culture and what's your views on cancel culture?
Well, I just think they're like a bunch of like cowardly pussies, if I'm honest with you, bro. So damn.
Why?
Because for the most part, a lot of people who say cancel this, cancel that, are usually insecure people who have a shit life, or haven't got anything going on, or don't have an active purpose to be focusing on. So they've got so much time for you that it's like, well, shit, why not? Like, I ain't got nothing else going on. See, it's very easy to hate, but it's hard to love. So someone who's got a shit life will be like, I'm going to use this energy towards that because I don't like what he says or I don't like his jumper. So I'm saying it's so easy to be disagreeable, yeah, because it's very contagious and everyone can do it. But generally, cancel culture don't come from people who are trying to build wealth or trying to build a status and create value. It doesn't come from them people. Like, so you would never see someone in a high position saying, yeah, cancel, because they don't have... They've got so much going on. They don't even know what you're talking about. Like, they're just living their life. But people who have too much time and who are not focused on themselves, don't have any graft, any type of hustle, any type of betterment in their life to thinking, I want to do better. That means you have too much time. You have way too much time to want to counsel someone to think, I hate that so much, I'm going to start a petition to say counsel that. It's affecting my life that much. And that's crazy because I'm thinking, I could just not watch them. I could just invest in myself in other areas. I could just watch things that I believe are beneficial for me. But if you're going to go out of your way to spend a couple hours watching something you hate, then say cancel, your life isn't in a good place.
Facts. And I feel like a lot of people that jump on this bandwagon are only cancelling things that they disagree with,
yes,
but they're not cancelling the things that should actually be cancelled.
Right.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And let's say, for argument's sake, Amber Rose, I think she should be cancelled, bro.
From day.
Like, any woman that makes a false allegation against a man should be cancelled.
Immediately.
Like,
immediately.
I don't think any woman should get away with ruining a man's reputation and life.
Never.
And be able to walk the streets.
Never.
The same way a man shouldn't be able to get away with abusing, raping, torturing, killing women.
Same thing.
A man went to jail for, I think, 5 years for child support. He done a DNA test and found out the baby wasn't his.
At that point, what happens then?
Woman. Now, I'm saying fair would be that she has to go to prison for 10 years.
Simple. It's only right. You know what happened to her?
You know what happened to her?
Slap on the wrist.
Nothing. She got cussed in court. Wow. She's so vulnerable. She's a woman. Bro, she made a man go to prison for a child that wasn't his.
Who cares, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's the abuse of the feminine nature. I'm talking about the toxic femininity to a woman believe that. She's like, I'll just leave her alone.
But guess what? Cancel culture would call that man a what?
What?
Man that weren't paying child support, what do they call him?
Oh, deadbeat, scumbag, piece of shit.
So he's a deadbeat, right?
Piece of shit, scumbag, everything.
All right, now we found out that she lied about the child being him and going to prison. What's the name for her?
Exactly. Like most women will say, oh, but he probably did. I don't know, like, a woman will find an escape route.
Whenever a woman commits a crime against a man, always watch closely the women's comment sections. They'll be like, yeah, but what was the reason behind it? All right, there has to be a reason behind why she done what she done. Mm-hmm. So women know themselves to be very calculated and very malicious, mm-hmm, and very tactical in the way that they destroy men.
Yes.
It's never in a way that we perceive it.
It's like, oh, through, it's just, man.
Like, see us two, yeah? We'll probably do something out of at that moment.
Yes.
But a woman will plan your demise.
Yeah.
So I'm going to plan how to destroy
months him. Months in advance.
Yeah, like, I'm going to plan how to destroy him. Mm. So that's why they ask the reason.
It's true.
What's the reason? Because they know a woman to plot this hard, there has to be a reason behind it. But we never ever say, oh, what was the reason that he looked her down? We just say, oh, damn, men shouldn't beat up women.
That's it.
I lie.
That's it.
We'd say, oh, you shouldn't put your hands on women.
Yep. Even if something mad, because women, you know, again, but it's the no accountability. A woman can never be wrong. No matter what a man does, so what a woman does, it's, she's a woman though. I would love to be able to use that card, you know. Like, I'm a man though. Like, it's, again, any woman who's false claimed an allegation of rape or violence with a man and he's done time, he's been put on a sex offender list or he's lost his all credibility, she should immediately go to jail. Fuck a fine. You need to be imprisoned and do time and get put in a hole, yeah? 24-hour lockdown, nigga. Like you only get 1 hour out a day. That should be minimum sentence for a woman who's tarnished a man's name. But again, women are put on pedestals and society has them in a higher place than men, which makes them able to just get away with things, bro. And it's unfortunate, man. You know, I said, a woman can do no wrong. So they're not going to get pulled up about things that they should get pulled up about. And ruining a man's life, legacy, name, a man might have kids, family, friends, doesn't matter about all that. Imagine a false rape allegation, fam. And you've done time, like did a bird in prison, lost your family, friends. They're always saying, I always knew it was like that, disowning you. Come to find out you didn't do it. Then after that, even when you get proved your innocence, there'll be women that say, even the courts, the judge, the woman, her representative, your family, friends, even if it came out, it was undeniable that CEO didn't do any of the accused claims, yeah? There's still going to be a woman who says, oh, but I bet he did, though. Even when there's no proof. Even when it's undeniable that she lied, yeah? And this is what I'm trying to say, yeah? A woman can start crying and say, I was in a bad place. It's not who I am. And women are very quick to comfort and empathize with other women. They won't do that to a guy. The only woman who might empathize with a guy is your mum or your wife. Other than that, you're on your own, King.
I actually feel sorry for men that face cancel culture on the basis of what a woman says other than the truth.
Yeah.
Because the truth is not a statement against another. Because if that was the case, then every single human being would be finished on the planet.
Of course.
Everything's based on evidence.
Yes.
So if I've done a crime, there has to be some evidence behind what I've done. It can't just be like someone just made up something and they said, I've done it. Mm. Because then there'll be no men left, because there'll be everybody which will be trying to destroy men through the basis that I can just say something and get revenge.
Mm.
It doesn't have to have any truth to it. And that is a very scary era that we're living in, that women go to the internet before they go to the police.
Yep. Which is mad. Because then how deep is it really? If an act of crime has been committed, I'm thinking about Insta. I'm thinking about police station, feds, immediately.
We need to start changing our culture to start being people that think before they act.
It helps.
Act before they think. On the man's side and on the woman's side. If you're out there and you're with a woman and you feel like you can't trust her or she's not trustworthy, then my advice to you as a brother would be record everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything.
Keep receipts. Sure
everything's very consensual. Everything is very opened.
Keep messages.
Yeah. And just be alert and be ready for that day. Be ready for that day that she might switch on you and then go to TikTok. Because I'm starting to see it so often now. And
it's common now.
Other women are just, they're being so empathetic towards a woman without knowing anything.
Agreeable.
So it's like, if you had a son and your son was getting told that he'd done something like that, wouldn't you want there to be some sort of investigation so that your son can be proven guilty or innocent?
Surely.
Or would you just want the internet to just be the judge and his reputation be ruined and maybe lose his job, lose his dignity, and even lose his freedom in the end of it? Mm. And this is where we're at right now with cancel culture. And I believe that it's very, it's not right.
It's funny you say that, though, because a lot of women who are maybe anti-men or against men in the aspect of sort of supporting when we are in the right, yeah? This is who it actually affects, that women aren't thinking about. Women who have sons. If their gender against men and we're going to strip away masculinity, how does a woman raise her son in today's society?
They're raising their son based on what they... I hate when a woman tells me what a man should be.
How?
Because it's like you'll never understand.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what I want from a woman.
Yes.
As a man.
Yes.
But I can't tell you how to be a woman.
It's possible.
I can't say, well, to be a woman, yeah, you need to wear knickers like this. Or, what?
I can't tell you.
I can only tell you what I like.
I can't tell
and
you
as a man, what would make me attracted to you? But I literally can't tell you how to be a woman. What to do on your period, what to not do on your period. I can't
tell you.
How to do your hair, how to put your makeup on. I can't tell you how to be a woman.
Don't know.
And I can't tell you, oh yeah, make sure this is your nails are matching with this. I'm not that guy.
That's what I'm saying. So how a woman...
What heels to wear, what skirts will look good on your figure.
Could tell you.
I could not tell you.
So how are you now as a woman thinking you could tell me as a man what I can, what is a man and what isn't a man? Oh, men should cry, men should be vulnerable. No.
To who?
Men should be men. Deal with our problems. The same way you're going to hate me when I start crying and become emotional is the same way I need to be a rock. And maybe I don't express my emotions to you. Maybe I don't even trust you. Build trust in me. Let me know that you're a trustworthy person. You want me to give you my all, but you're not even a trustworthy individual. So this is what it all comes down to.
That is scary. Bro, that is scary because I know I said it, but now I'm thinking about it in more of a deeper level, yeah? If modern day women are independent and don't need men and very much in their own element, yeah? How are modern day women raising their sons to be? How? Like, I don't even know what that would look like. So a woman who genuinely believes, I don't need to cook, clean, submit, or take care of my man, how could you raise a young man? What are his ideals and morals going to be growing up? How is he going to function on a masculine level if that's being stripped and told you're not actually needed and you should be feminine? They're going to create a bunch of boys. Jesus Christ, bruv. I don't know.
They're going to be the worst of society. But you know, we're here for everyone. We're here. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking hell, bro.
Cancel culture doesn't exist. It only exists in certain communities of people because, trust me, around the world, people are doing crazy stuff that they should be cancelled for. But we're not facing that energy on it. We're facing that energy on people that are inside of our own communities and trying to destroy their lives for the basis of our own personal desires of self-hate. So, yeah, I don't really believe in that sense of culture. It's definitely self-hate. We hate each other. When we see each other, we hate each other.
Sad.
You know what I'm saying? You see me doing well, doing an event, you won't promote it. You won't say, oh, I want to see that black man win. It was Black Lives Matter, but, bruv, nobody cares. Black Pound Day, but ain't nobody supporting your business. People that support my business, majority of them ain't black, bro.
And that's the thing we face all the time, man. Like,
but they'll go to the Asian man shop and do something with the Asian man. They'll go to the Chinese shop, spend all their money. They'll go to the Russian shop and buy this. You see what I'm saying? When it comes to me, oh, what can I get a discount? Where's the love, bro?
I don't think it's popular to support black businesses. Like, it's not the in thing. It's not
if it's a fashionable thing, then everybody does it.
I swear to you, bro.
Yeah.
I swear to you, man.
Shout out to all them people.
You understand?
Shout out to those people.
It's sad, man.
You're gone. I'll tell you that from now.
I'm trying to get them on board, cuz.
Anyway, we're out. Another episode. Bow.
Love.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.